All right, so we're joined today by Owen Rigg, who is a member of the Board of Directors for the Northern Golf Association. How are you doing today?
I'm good, Scott. Thanks for giving me a call today.
Yeah, so obviously there's a lot of things going on with the Northern Golf Association, but first of all, for a lot of people in the southern part of the province of Ontario, could you tell us a little bit about the Northern Golf Association, kind of the territory it covers, member clubs, history of it a little bit?
Sure. The organization's been around since 1926, and it has been kind of the leading organizational group for many member clubs in Northern Ontario since that point in time. We've added clubs as new clubs, obviously showed up on the landscape over that period of time. The territory is quite vast. We're as far west as Sault Ste. Marie with a member club in Sioux, Michigan. We're as far north in Hearst, Ontario, which maybe people don't necessarily know where that is, but along Highway 11 going down the Trans-Canada. As far east as Kirkland Lake, which borders just about borders Quebec, and I think it's about 20 kilometers north of Parry Sound is our boundary in that direction.
That's a pretty incredible territory when you think about it, I guess.
Yeah, and it is, I think we've done pretty well. We manage about 31 to 32 clubs on a regular basis within that territory, and have the ability to promote their tournaments and work with them on initiatives that they have going on, promoting their junior camps, doing things like that with our website, which is golfnga.com, working with all the social media channels that we do have. The NGA hires a digital media manager or intern on a regular basis that manages the content for us. So anything that comes from a club is passed off and shared and all the fun stuff that that world entails nowadays.
Yeah, it looks like a lot of cooperative efforts, and I've noticed myself just in the last few years a lot of progression as far as social media, as far as the website and things like that. So kudos to you guys for doing that.
Yeah, we appreciate that. I think that was a major focus of ours when we when I jumped on board and some of the other individuals that jumped on board to kind of save the NGA. I think we were at a point in time where the NGA was looking like it might fall to the wayside and be really irrelevant in the golf world and in the golf community. So to kind of reboot it, we thought that the social media thing was going to be a very important aspect for us because, we can't travel to every club every week. It doesn't work that way, but we can definitely do a lot more on the social media side of things.
And you guys have a very vast tournament calendar. Obviously, you have a beautiful one that's been done up for this year. I mean, do you know how many events in total that are on there? Because, I mean, it looks significant.
I believe it's around 160, and it's quite vast. I know there was some tournaments that were missed on the schedule, too, that we had a club come in late to the fold, and that ended up that schedule never got entered onto that this year. But what we try to do is we try to have the schedule ready at the end of May every season, because our season really doesn't get started until that last weekend in May, early June, depending on weather conditions and how long it takes for the snowpack to leave. So we try to have that out as early as possible. We're trying to get it done earlier in May. And now that the clubs are really a lot more engaged with what we're up to, they're getting us that information quickly. So we just have a few clubs we need to work on a little bit with getting that information in a timely manner. But we're about 160 tournaments, which I think a lot of people in Ontario would be quite surprised to know. And entrenched in all that, too, at the same time, is a pretty significant order of merit program that we're running.
Now, the depth of the tournaments is there, but there's also a history as well. I mean, you mentioned, obviously, your roots in 1926. Maybe some people are not aware that you've hosted a Northern Amateur, I guess, for the exception of 3 years during World War II, but there's been a Northern Amateur since 1926, correct?
Yeah, there's been every year since 1926, except for World War II. There was a four-year period where the tournament wasn't held. But it has it went just through our 92nd year of the tournament, and we had the unique experience of having it at our member club in Sault Ste. Marie, Michigan, which had some positives and negatives on the landscape from a lot of people. I know that they were surprised we went there, but the history of the NGA actually had a component of the northwestern section of Quebec at one point, where Val-d'Or and Rouyn-Noranda were part of the NGA at one point in the 1960s and 70s.
Last year, I guess, was the first year that you decided to have a little bit of a change in format with that Northern Amateur as far as linking it with another invitational-type tournament. Why don't you tell us a little bit about what that was all about and how it's played out for you?
So a lot of the thought pattern was around it not affecting someone else's event. Up here in Northern Ontario, because we have such few weekends that don't conflict with other people's events, we didn't want to get into a situation where we were going to affect someone's ability to make money. The clubs rely on those tournaments to be successful and to be money generators to keep, you know, these course operations and these doors open on a regular basis. So, I mean, the last thing the NGA wants to do as, you know, as a leader for up here is affect someone in the wrong direction. So by piggybacking on top of one of their successful events, a lot of times it actually they see a benefit to their club. So we had it in Blind River for a couple seasons and saw around 200 participants per event per year, where it came up from, you know, the 150, 140 participant number before. So, you know, that's a pretty significant increase in a tournament field, and it does definitely put extra money into the banks of the clubs. We had it this year in Sioux, Michigan. Sioux, Michigan's tournament's been kind of down in numbers. We ran it this year with 74. It was up from I believe 58 from the year before. So, you know, there's some successes of these things, and obviously I think the Michigan thing, you know, you can take it for what it's worth. Maybe some people didn't have passports, weren't able to attend. You know, Father's Day weekend's a tough weekend for a lot of people too. But you know, we're happy that it was as successful as it was, and the quality of the field was really good. I mean, 74 guys, but 30 guys in that board that were very capable of winning the championship.
Now, obviously, you guys are very busy this time of year with all the tournaments, but you're also busy sort of from an administrative standpoint. I know you've got a new agreement with a local college. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, so we reached out to, obviously, with junior golf being a major focus of our needs in Northern Ontario and trying to really stimulate that growth and getting people playing not only competitively but recreationally. You know, it's very important that we do what we can to support junior golf and make sure that our Northern Ontario Junior Championships are still successful and you know, relevant and on the golf landscape up here. We signed an agreement with Northern College this season for them to be title sponsor of the event, and what they're doing is providing us with some financial assistance for the event, but they're also going to be present at the championship to talk about post-secondary opportunities at their facilities in Timmins, Haileybury, and Kirkland Lake.
Nice. And I mean, obviously, that's a great part about the North. A lot of people, maybe if they haven't traveled a lot in Northern Ontario, they maybe don't really appreciate how much community there is and how people sort of take care of each other a little bit. And obviously, that makes the event special. And having the having Northern College involved with that makes it just another step of that, correct?
Yeah, I feel like it's always, you know, you take care of your own and you do what you can to build together. And I think there's a definite need for more of that to be done in the industry, and I think you're starting to see a little bit of change in behavior, not only in Northern Ontario golf, but in golf in general. So that's definitely a good thing, and hopefully that will continue.
Well, on that vein, we talk about cooperation. We talk about cooperation within golf. I know the Northern Golf Association has been in talks with the Golf Ontario for quite some time now. And could you give us maybe a little bit of an update on what you guys are working on together and maybe how that's playing out?
Yeah, so the NGA and Golf Ontario have been in talks for more than 8 years now on finding a cooperative agreement under a memorandum of understanding to have the NGA become a regional organization that falls under the umbrella of Golf Ontario and Golf Canada. And we've had a unique relationship over that period of time that even predates my involvement with the NGA. But over the last 8 years, I have to say that to give some kudos to Golf Ontario and their willingness to work with us and, you know, find some common ground. What I definitely tell you at this point in time is we're very close to this agreement being finalized. It obviously, you know, has some board approvals on both sides to be taken care of, but we're in the draft stages right now and in review, and we're hoping to make an announcement sometime in August, hopefully on the successful side of things where this deal is completed.
Well, I guess we're looking forward to hearing more details about that. I know you guys, like you said, you both sides have been working very hard on that, and you know, more cooperation within the provinces is all a good thing.
I think so, and I think that you know, Golf Ontario has changed a lot over that period of time too, and I know that they see us as a relevant organization and definitely a partner in the game and someone that has the ears of the clubs up here. So I think there's a lot of you know, common goals that we're looking to achieve. I know for our competitive side of things, this is going to be something that is really a game changer for us up here in regards to qualifications for provincial events. I mean, we've had a very you know, difficult time over the last 25 years of getting enough spots for our group to be very competitive up here. And that's really, I think, a great feature that is built into this agreement is the opportunity for more qualification to be done out of Northern Ontario.
And certainly, I mean, you've got a lot of talented players. I know this week we've got the Ontario Junior Boys going on, and Tristan Renault is the defending champion, and I know he's a member from up north, and he's in contention again.
He's a member out of the Idlewild Golf Club in Sudbury, and hell of a talent. He kicked all our butts last year at the Idlewild Invitational, which is one of the oldest match play championships in Canada, or is the oldest match play championship in Canada. And you know, at 16 years old, just went through the field like it wasn't a big deal. So you know, this kid's super talented. I think he was on Team Ontario last year. I mean, there is talent up here, and I think what this agreement does for us is it gives us a chance to showcase that a little more. And you know, maybe, you know, you think of a golfer like Brooke Henderson coming out of a very small community. You know, that talent's out there, and we see it on a daily basis and a weekly basis up here. And what I can definitely say is this is very, very good for our youth if this agreement gets finalized. So very, very hopeful, very, very much grateful that they've put in the time with us. I have to give a lot of kudos to Sean Hall for what he's been able to do with me over the last little while. And we definitely look forward to getting this thing settled.
Well, that seems like a lot on your plates. Is there anything else going on with the Northern Golf Association this year?
Right now, we're continuously canvassing our member clubs and seeing what other features we can bring to the table, what other things we can do to provide them, you know, service that they might be looking for. What we're definitely seeing a lot more now is cooperative communication when it comes to promoting their events. They're getting us their tournament posters at an earlier point this year. We're making sure that we're promoting those events and getting people to understand that they're on the schedule. Each member club was mailed and PDF'd the schedule this season, so that it was up in, you know, their men's locker rooms and their ladies' locker rooms. We're seeing those all over the place. I've traveled quite a bit for golf already this season, and I see them everywhere. So, you know, the message of the NGA is spreading, and we are definitely doing a better job than we have in a long time. So I'm very proud of the group and the people we have. We have a wide variety of expertise and talented individuals that make up our board from across the region. You know, it's not just Tim and Centric. We have people in Sault Ste. Marie and North Bay and Sudbury and Cochrane, Ontario, you know, and New Liskeard. And it's great to see, because it's not just a messaging from, you know, what's going on in the Timmins world. It's literally what's going on across the region. So very proud of that. I'm also very grateful for the support we get from one of our major sponsors. One of our major sponsors is Snow Golf Canada, which is doing a lot for our Order of Merit program, doing a lot for tournament golf up here. They are supporting us with some swag on a regular basis and golf balls that we provide to tournaments and things like that for, you know, first tee gifts or closest to the pin gifts or whatever that they want to utilize them for. But I mean, that support from Snow Golf we're grateful for. It's great. It makes a huge difference. Case Popular to Timmins has been supporting the Order of Merit program for more than 3 years now, and continues to re-up on it on a regular basis. So all these little contributions make a huge deal for us, because it shows that we're trying to build golf and golf communities up this way, just as much as Golf Ontario is trying to do it with the entire province. So lots of good things going on, lots of initiatives. It's a busy time for us, but it's also an exciting time for us, and I'm very, very much optimistic about the future for not only Golf Ontario, but the NGA.
And in general, how would you characterize the health of golf in the Northern Territory?
I think we're starting to see a bit of a change and a bit of an upswing. I can say at our club, we're starting to see some more kids starting to appear at the course. I think with where this agreement should be taking us, where we should be able to do more with junior golf and really stimulate that development, because without a good junior golf program, you're really up against it for time frames, because the golf demographics up here are quite old, and we need to get it a little bit younger. So I think we're seeing a bit of an upswing. I know there's pockets of it. Idaho is doing very well. Kapuskasing, for example, is doing very, very well with over 550 members at a nine-hole club. I mean, that's just outstanding numbers. You don't hear that all every day of the week. So, you know, there's pockets, but there's places and challenges that clubs are having and need to work on it a little bit more. So I think it's just overall going in with a good idea of how you're going to manage this in the future. So the future is bright right now. It's really a nice place to be right now in golf in Northern Ontario.
Perfect. Thanks, Owen. I really appreciate you joining us today, and I look forward to hearing more about everything going on with the Northern Golf Association and how this agreement plays out as well with Golf Ontario.
Yeah, we also like to thank you guys and Flagstick and yourself, Scott, for the support and the consistent conversations and helping us promote what we're trying to do. So thanks to you guys, too, for all the efforts you put in for us.
Well, we'll look forward to catching up soon.
Thanks very much.